Perhaps I am stronger than I think I am. Perhaps I am stronger than I think I am. I look at the experiences of life and I say to myself, I want to be an intelligent person. I want to be a loving person. I want to be a joyous person. I want to be a person that is filled with happiness and filled with all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. I want to be living a playful life. I want to be living a joyful life. I want to be running barefoot through the grass. I want to run barefoot through the sands of the beach. And I want to enjoy all that life has to give to me. But how can I do that when I feel that I am weak, when I feel that I am unable to do things, when I do not push myself beyond what I think I can do? So often, I allow myself to think I am tired, or I allow myself to think that I am bushed, or I allow myself to think that that's about all that I can do for now. And then something comes along and says, hey, come on, pet the dog. Come on, brush the puppy. Come on, take a walk. Come on, you can do that. And I forget that I'm tired. I forget that I have had, I'm bushed. I just go and do it. And then, lo and behold, the power, the strength, the ability to do it is there. And I'm able to do anything that I set my mind to do. I said, I'm able to do anything I set my intelligence to do. Now, if someone gives me a good thought, and they say, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could float on air? And then we look at the current Smithsonian Institute magazine, and we see this boy on a skateboard that floats on air. And he's floating up and down a hill, and he's doing all sorts of things with it. Now, true, that's a one of a kind, but does it remain one of a kind? It remains one of a kind only when we think that it remains one of a kind, only when we think that it is something that we are not interested in doing, only when we think that it is something that is beyond our ability to comprehend or to enjoy. Whoever thought they would have the segways where you stand on this two-wheeled device and it goes up hills and down hills and goes 15 miles an hour and carries you everywhere and it remains upright. And you just lean a little this way or lean a little that way and operate it functionally beautiful. There are no gas pedals on it. There are no other things. There is a, when you push it forward, it goes forward. When you pull it back, it slows down. It does all these things. Now, who would have ever designed such a wonderful thing? And when perhaps I'm stronger than I think. Perhaps I have more creativity in me than I think. Can I visualize myself going on this skateboard that this young man has created and that this young man is using? And he is demonstrating it as something that will come? Who, back in the days of Dick Tracy, we thought that is so silly to have a wristwatch which has a telephone on it, which has a video screen on it, that has the ability to talk with somebody somewhere else. A wristwatch that does that. And Friday, Apple came out with theirs, and it works so beautifully. It works so wonderfully. Oh, it has a lot of things to do in it yet, but they're putting so many apps in that, having so many applications available to do it. And is it strong enough to do all the things that you think it can do? Am I strong enough to do all the things I think I can do? All I have to do is visualize in my mind the dreams that I have, and then I have the strength to do those things. I have the genius to do those things. When knights went into war in the early days, they wore armor. They wore so much weight. They had to be strong and powerful men. And are they strong enough to do it? Why, just to walk into battle, they wear themselves out with all the weight that they carry. They had to have only the strongest, the most able, the most fantastic young men in body, mind, and spirit to go into battle that way. Now, we're no longer forced to do that, although we're talking about robo people. And what we're really doing is, am I strong enough to do whatever I want to do? And these men who went into medieval battle with all that armor, they were strong enough to do it. Oh, many of them collapsed, many of them did not accomplish it, but most of them did. And they came through amazingly because they believed that they were strong enough to do whatever it is they think they are. Are you able to think that you are able to think of a skateboard that floats in the air? We didn't believe that cars could float in the air, but they had the device that kept them hovering, a hovercraft. There are many things, and faster than the speed of light. There are many things. Perhaps I am stronger than I think I am. Perhaps I have more genius in me than I think I do. Perhaps I have more magic in me than I think I am. When I let go and let the divine in me express itself, I come forth with so many beautiful concepts and ideas and possibilities, and I come forth with so many probabilities that I make a reality for me here and now. Can everyone do that? Oh, yes, they can. Everyone can say, perhaps I am stronger than I think I am. Perhaps I'm more wonderful than I think I am. Perhaps I'm more magnificent than I think I am. And so, what does it fall back on? It falls back on the one idea of to think that I am. To think that I am this wonderful, talented being. To think that I am this genius. To think that I am this magical one. We think of magicians doing magical things. And yet those are just things that anyone can do should they take the time to be aware that they can do it, to practice it. Merlin the magician did all sorts of things that are done today by our magicians. You and I have the power within us. We have the strength within us to accomplish whatever we think we are. And what do you think you are? Do you think that you are a beautiful, magnificent being? Do you think that you are healthy and strong? Do you walk along every single day of your life saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every moment of your life, do you walk along and say, this is a wonderful world. This is a wonderful world. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I create these people by my thought, by my attitude, by my actions. I like me, I like me, I like. Do you say that? Do you say that all the time? You can. And what happens when you say that? When you say that, you're putting a cause in motion to experience the thing that you choose to experience. When you say, perhaps I am stronger than I think I am, then you are beginning to think that you are stronger. You're beginning to think that you can do things. You can do things magically, wonderfully, perfectly, all the time, because you are a genius. You are not only stronger, you are mentally, spiritually, physically, in every possible way, the outpicture of the divine man, the divine being that you are. Are you ready for that today? Are you ready for that always? Or are you going to say, I'm sick, I have the appearances? Do not give power to the appearances of life that try to reflect something that you are not. For you are stronger than you think. You are stronger than you think you are. And when you believe that you are stronger than you think you are, when you act stronger than you think you are, when you live stronger than you think you are, then you are stronger. Practice it today in every area of your life and watch that miracle come forth in your experience now. Because that's your reality. That's my reality. That's all that matters in life. Say to yourself every day, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I will say of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.